Gabriel told him. Zechariah and Elizabeth would have a son whom they were to name John, and this John would be an extraordinary man. Again, Gabriel piles on the attributes. John will be great in the eyes of the Lord, will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth, will turn many Israelites to the Lord, will be a man with the spirit and power of Elijah, will prepare people for the coming of the Lord, will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and will cause the rebellious to accept godly wisdom. Again, that's a lot to take in. And the thing that bothers Zechariah is the thing that bothers Mary. Biology. How can I be sure this will happen? He asks the angel. I am an old man now, and my wife is well along in years. His question seems like a logical one, but it is not a good question. Gabriel chastises Zechariah, telling him in no uncertain terms that he, Gabriel, stands in the very presence of God. Of course God can deliver on this promise of good news. Since you didn't believe what I said, Gabriel continues, you will be silent and unable to speak until the child is born. The consequence for asking a bad question? Zechariah is made mute. No more questions. Only silence. So what's the difference here? The questions are so similar. Why is Mary's treated with respect while Zechariah's is an occasion for spiritual discipline? Why does the angel seem indifferent to Mary's natural curiosity and angry about Zechariah's? The difference appears in one little additional clause Zechariah adds to his question. Mary simply asks, "How can this happen?" Zechariah asks, "How can I be sure this will happen?" Mary's question is about God. Zechariah's question is about himself. Mary's question assumes God will do something good and great and seeks to know how it will unfold. Zechariah is not at all sure that God is good and great and seeks proof. Mary wants to know more about the goodness of God. Zechariah mostly wants to be self-assured. As I said, there are questions, and then there are questions. As these two stories show, questions driven by faith and questions driven by self-justification can sound very similar. Sometimes they can be identical in their wording, but they are not identical in their motives. A question can be grounded in trust in God's goodness, or it can be a demand for a sign. God is pleased.